And my wife and I said, no, no, no. My wife was so scared that if we went back, that the, who knows what they might do. They might take my daughter away, right? You know, these people are, this is unbelievable. So can you imagine now I'm sitting here alone. I've had a beautiful wife and daughter, and I'm alone. They're gone. They're gone in Indonesia. I can only email and call them. And we can never, ever, ever be back here as a family again. We're moving. I'm going. I'm getting out of here. I'll live in a third world country before I ever, ever bring my family back here in Canada and be hounded by those people. I mean, we could gamble. You know, we could try and live in Toronto or go to the out west. Or, you know what I'm saying, right? We could try that. Keep our mouth shut, you know, and hope that they don't catch wind that we're back here. But my wife and daughter are too scared. And my wife said to me the other day on the phone when I called her from work, you know, I always call her almost every day. I call at lunchtime, so it's evening there. She said, that's it. They're done with Canada. They both hate it. They're scared. They hate it. Can you imagine? They came from Indonesia to Canada because the blue sky, no traffic, freedom, schooling is good. And now look at why? Because of CAS. I'm telling you, these people, it's unbelievable, eh? Unbelievable.